On the Table, Season 1, Episode 2. If you listen to longtime Toastmasters, you may hear this. He went through the CC too fast. Now, there's no time limit on the competent communicator. You could go to 10 club meetings and give 10 speeches in one day, and you'll get the CC. I personally would be exhausted by that kind of crazy, but there's no rule against it. But rushing through the program has some serious drawbacks. Today on the table, we talk about getting through the DTM before the revitalized education program changes everything. How not to waste your time, either by going too fast or by going too slow when you don't have to. This is On the Table, Topics for Toastmasters, a podcast production of District 10, Toastmasters International. We're here to talk about your track to Toastmasters success. I'm District 10's DTM Mentorship Chair, Kim Craggy. There are two things to guarantee you'll be a better speaker in 6 months. There are two conditions for those things to work. The first condition, we need to listen as much as we need to speak. Giving yourself the opportunity to watch other speakers gives you the opportunity to learn from their mistakes and their successes. I was talking to Catherine Burke of the Stark Community Toastmasters about a speech she was preparing to give to a group of realtors about public speaking. The idea had been given to her to show up looking unprepared. If you've seen Ivan Beggs at the District TLI or the Southern Makeup TLI this summer, you know that he did this to make a point. Ivan made it work because we know how good he is. We know he'd really never show up with his shirt untucked and his tie all twisted. His credibility is already established with us. I suggested to Catherine that this crowd doesn't really know her, so starting out looking incompetent is not a good way to build confidence in an audience. I'm mentoring Catherine based on what I saw Ivan do. But we've all seen those speeches that made us make a mental note, don't ever do that, as well as, I've got to try that. Rushing through means we see fewer speeches, less opportunities to learn the good and the bad by example. The second condition, we need to evaluate others to learn good speech analysis so we can apply it to our own speeches. We tend to get too close to our own work. There's an old writing adage, kill your darlings. Hard advice. We write that beautiful turn of phrase, and no matter how hard it is to say, we just keep it in there. We love it. We love it. We can't let it go. But when we evaluate others, we learn to pick up on those sorts of things. We can learn to recognize that phrase that works on paper, but not in speech. When we go through the competent communicator, we learn those steps. Research how to say it, get to the point. So when someone makes a great speech, we want to praise them for it and do it ourselves. Other times, we have to find a nice way to make the speech's flaws into points of growth. And sometimes that takes all the time from table topics all the way through the other's evaluation time to craft a diplomatic way to say it. Speakers want good evaluations. I really believe that. We don't want fluffy statements about how good we are. We want honest opinions about what worked and what didn't. However, I'm convinced that the real beneficiary of evaluations is the evaluator. After analyzing other speeches, our speech writing changes for the better. That's an unspoken but interesting part about the Toastmasters experience. We get to learn from others' mistakes. More actively, we benefit, possibly more than the speaker, when we give an evaluation. That analysis that we put into the evaluations creeps back at us when we're writing our own speeches and crafting our presentations. So the time when we're not the speaker is just as valuable as when we are. So what are we doing with a blog and a podcast dedicated to getting people through the DTM quicker than the average 8-point-something years? It may come down to why we want to get the DTM. If you're a big fan of the Distinguished Club program, you could say the DTM is worth it for the club. That's a very altruistic way to look at it. Surely the DTM has some personal benefits, like the intrinsic nature of achieving a difficult goal. For some, the DTM is simply a goal that's placed out there, and we're competitive enough or driven enough to go get it. The intrinsic value of learning better speaking techniques or improved leadership skills is the result of getting the DTM, not the other way around. And I suspect I know people who are like that. It's okay. It's a valid reason to get any goal. Ask any football player, is the goal to win or is the goal to make amazing plays that might not get the victory? There are others who embrace the self-improvement aspect of Toastmasters, who strive to make every speech matter, who take each role extremely seriously and make every effort to grow in all they do. We all know who they are, and we respect them for their dedication. Which type do you think you are? I think we're all somewhere in between for the most part. I freely admit that when the goal was put in front of me by Terry Fulmer, I thought it would be a good challenge for me to get a bit competitive with myself. At the same time, I thought, this could be fun. And it was a lot of fun. I finished in about 38 months. I had mentors who said, do this now, and directed me on the path to the final line. Marcia Friedman, Greg Liu, Terry Fulmer. Did finishing it sooner make it better? Nope. Would finishing it later have been better? I wonder about that. Am I going to become one of those DTMs? We know them. They repeat the same mistakes over and over, evaluation after evaluation. The ones who make the excuses and the reasons and the apologies for not improving? I wonder what those DTMs started out like, if that's what they're presenting now. And then I go to confession for being judgmental. But it's a valid point. We need to be wary of rushing through without concentrating on improving ourselves. However fast we're choosing to go on our Toastmasters journey, I think there are two key actions that we can take to improve our speaking skills. These aren't just for DTM track Toastmasters. Any new member could use these tricks as well. Tip number one, ask for a specific evaluation. When giving a manual to an evaluator, make sure to mention what skill you're working on. Write it on the top of the evaluation page on the manual. Ask them to be as honest as possible. I ask for killer evaluations. I know I will not improve until someone tells me what I'm doing wrong. Lightweight, fluffy evaluations have no value to me. I've noticed that the speakers I admire most also crave this kind of get down and get dirty evaluation. It's not meant to be cruel, and it shouldn't be personal, but I need someone to be exacting and tough on me for me to grow. Tip number two, journal your speeches. Do you write out your speeches in advance? I have a typed copy of almost every speech I've ever given. I wish I had taken time right after the speech to write down my own perceptions about how I'd done, what I wish I'd done better. I think that kind of personal feedback and reinforcement would have improved my skills faster. Combined with copying the points of growth, I would have a roadmap to follow for future speeches. Today, I was challenged to explain the big idea behind my blog and the podcast. Big ideas are compelling. The audience wants to see how the big idea changes how we see the world and becomes a big promise in how we can change it. While I'm here to help you find a better way to get to your DTM, it's up to you to foster your skills so that you're not the DTM who's still apologizing for the same mistakes. The answer to the question is this. The big idea is to help our members achieve their personal goals by using the Toastmaster Awards as a metric. The big promise is that members will improve if they are willing to make the effort toward improvement. These two tips, specific evaluations and journaling, will help you whether you want that DTM or not. So as I'm encouraging you to move more quickly down the DTM track, I have to consider what the benefits of the DTM are to you. I can't make you more or less competitive. I can't make it more or less fun. But what I must do is make it most effective for you. Asking for specific evaluations and journaling your speeches while recognizing that you are responsible for your own growth by watching and evaluating others will make you a great speaker and a great DTM. Thanks today to Toastmasters District 10 for sponsoring On the Table and having the world's only DTM mentorship program. We admit that the advanced awards and distinguished club programs are important, but your improvement is our driving motivation in what we do. Just a reminder, The District 10 2014 Fall Conference is early this year, so check out district10.org website for details. Darren LaCroix will be with us as our keynote speaker, and he will have a special program on Friday night. You will not want to miss that. Stage time, stage time, stage time. Our music today is from incompetech.com. You can find our podcast notes on our blog and podcast site at onthetablepodcasts.com. That's onthetable, podcasts.com/02. Meeting is adjourned.